Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.
In terms of COVID-19, the Irish Times leads this morning with Gardaí lose power to curtail movement. The paper's crime correspondent Conor Gallagher writing this morning that the guards no longer have the power to enforce the movement restrictions that are laid out in the emergency coronavirus legislation introduced by the government, because as of yesterday, people of course are now allowed to travel anywhere within their own county or up to 20 kilometres outside of their county. That's of course up from the previous radius of the 5 kilometre distance. But unlike the previous versions of the regulations, these latest provisions don't mention a criminal penalty for breaching the movement restrictions. So it means the guards can no longer arrest or prosecute anyone moving outside the radius. That's according to the Irish Times this morning. And the move to revoke one of the most draconian Garda powers in living memory was made on Sunday with no announcement or publicity, according to the paper. But a Garda spokesman said the force will continue to encourage and educate people found travelling outside the radius, but confirmed it no longer has powers of arrest. And the guards still has the power to enforce other regulations that were introduced under the emergency legislation last March, like, you know, including things, for instance, like prohibiting large events and the opening of certain businesses. Those organising events of maybe more than 15 people, things like protests, could also still face criminal sanction. And a Department of Health spokesman also told the Irish Times that the government believed it would not be proportionate to retain criminal sanctions for breaching the movement restrictions. Now, the government has been advised by the Attorney General that this is a proportionate and appropriate measure at this stage of the pandemic, and it's important for the law to be valid and human rights compliant as well. And that's according to the front page of the Irish Times this morning. Are people travelling at this stage beyond their county boundary, beyond the 20 kilometres? I wonder, is it something that's actually happening, or are people quite happy to stay within the 20 kilometre distance and within their own county? You can let us know your view on that story, front page of the Irish Times this morning. The other story in the front of the Irish Times too today regarding COVID is the testing system, and really the cost of the testing system. The COVID-19 testing programme producing 15,000 results each day could cost the state €450 million by the end of this year. That's according to the Health Service Executive. And in correspondence sent to the Special Oireachtas Committee on the COVID-19 response, which will sit again today, the Executive said that running 15,000 tests per day every day would entail projected costs in the region of about €450 million. And currently the HSE has the capacity to test about that number on a given day. But demand for testing is significantly lower now, with recent figures really showing that less than 5,000 community and hospital lab tests being carried out daily. A HSE spokeswoman also confirmed the sum would be for producing 15,000 tests a day, every day, until the end of 2020. That's the story also on the front page of the Irish Times this morning. Meanwhile, over in the Irish Independent, the paper there leads with a no return to lockdown, even if Ireland is hit by a second wave. The country will not go back into full lockdown, even if there is a second wave of COVID-19 later in the year. Those involved, for instance, in the state's response to the pandemic believe that if there is a new surge of infection, they'll be able to take a more targeted approach. Very little, of course, was known about the virus when it first reached Europe, but there's now strong evidence that individual responsibility can stall its spread. According to the Independent, this morning, what they describe as a well-placed source said that mass gatherings, indoor meetings may be stopped again at the drop of a hat, but you won't see a situation where every school in the country is closed again. That's the story dominating the front page of the Irish Independent. Further details too also inside the paper. Interesting story on page 3 of the Irish Times this morning as well about hotels reporting now a surge in reservations, of course, following on from the roadmap announcement last Friday. This is hotels and B&Bs have received what they've described as an avalanche of reservations over the weekend following Friday's announcement that hotels and hostels and restaurants can reopen from the 29th of this month. And Leo Varadkar said on Friday the reopening of hotels, restaurants, hostels and museums would be brought forward to the end of June as part of phase two of the roadmap to reopen. the country. Meanwhile, on extra.ie this morning, Galway has been voted the most popular hotspot for Irish tourists for their staycation this year. Kerry, Wexford, Cork, Donegal and Sligo followed closely behind as the popular holiday spots. Have you booked your staycation? Maybe are you planning a trip at the minute for when the travel distance restrictions are lifted on June 29th? Where is the best place to holiday in Ireland? You can let us know your view this morning. You can get us on Twitter as well at BreakfastNT. Also inside the Irish Independent this morning, a little bit of good news for parents in Dublin. All playgrounds operated by Dublin City Council, they're set to reopen today, but strictly on what the council has confirmed as a pre-COVID basis. In a statement released on Twitter yesterday, the local authority said that we will reopen all playgrounds tomorrow, Tuesday, the June 9th, subject to them passing inspection. And the decision was taken after the council reviewed or received clarification regarding Friday's announcement about the roadmap. But the local authority chief executive Owen Keegan stressed there are clear risks as the playgrounds cannot be supervised nor guaranteed to provide protection against the spread of COVID-19 through social distancing and other measures. That story, further details, page 7 of the Irish Independent. The Irish Examiner leads with something very different this morning. Cork County Council is urgently looking for government funding. It's facing into what they've described as a stark reality of the budget deficit now of at least €23 million, from which it could take up to 5 years to recover due to the COVID-19 lockdown. And the paper reports that a range of key services, things like the council's roads and housing budgets, they could be impacted as it's desperately looking to try and save money. The council believes it could lose up to €20 million in rates income alone this year because many businesses will struggle to get back on their feet and others potentially could suffer more long-term closures. Decisions have already been made to halt council housing maintenance programmes except for emergency repairs, and the council may also reduce its funding for roads. And the Examiner reports that the local authority estimates revenue losses of €1 million from parking charges and fines, and a similar sum from some of the tourist and leisure facilities that it runs as well. That story, front page of the Irish Examiner this morning. Just a couple of other stories as well. Interesting stories inside the papers too today. Piece inside the Examiner on page 7 of the paper, Gardaí urging people to bring video clips of suspected criminal activity to their attention and not to post it online or to share it in maybe social media messaging apps. The Gardaí spokesman said that while there are certain legal issues relating to ensuring suspects get a fair trial, there's also concern about the impact the sharing of this kind of material can have on the victim. Those comments, page 7 of the Irish Examiner this morning. Also, you may have heard us mention in the news bulletin, but if you're just joining us, the hose pipe ban. Well, the drought will get worse before it gets better as the low water levels are revealed this morning. Page 10 of the Irish Independent, Caroline O'Doherty, the paper's environment correspondent, writing this morning that water levels in almost 9 out of 10 rivers are running below normal. An assessment carried out in the country's main water sources found 86% of rivers, 75% of lakes have levels below normal for this time of year, along with 60% of groundwater sites. And the lack of rain is the underlying issue. May was the driest since 1850 across the country, with the greater Dublin area, Westmeath, Sligo and Tipperary have all had their driest spring on record also. Just finally for this morning, page 13 of the Irish Independent, electricity bills to increase by €70 a year under new wind levy proposal. The energy regulator is proposing a huge increase in the levy paid to wind farm operators by consumers. And the annual public service obligation levy on electricity bills is proposed to go from €34 a year to €96 next year, a rise of €62. Those are the stories making the papers this Tuesday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on Newstalk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.